Extract Zero.
With more than 42,000 restaurants in over 100 countries, Subway has the most locations of any fast food chain on the planet.
Extract One.
The chain began as Pete's Super Submarines in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1965. 3 years later, co-founders Fred DeLuca and Peter Buck rebranded it to simply Subway.
Subway's famous giant foot-long sandwiches are made right before your eyes.
Extract Two.
What was so compelling then, and still is today about Subway, is really an open kitchen format. In many ways, they really pioneered that, and the ability to customize your sandwich.
Extract Three.
It costs between $116,000 and $263,000 to open a Subway franchise. Compare that to opening a McDonald's, which costs up to $2.2 million. Because Subways were easy to open, the number of stores skyrocketed. Between 1990 and 1998, store locations rose from 5,000 to 13,200.
Extract Four.
One of their biggest successes, for sure, was the Jared Fogle story. Everyone remembers those ads where it's him in those huge pants where he's showing how he lost all of this weight. And that just made them so much money, and it really made people think about Subway as a really great health brand.
Extract Five.
In March 2008, it introduced a new promotion that would come to define the chain. By August 2009, as other restaurant chains were struggling through the recession, the $5 footlong had pulled in $3.8 billion in sales for Subway, a 17% jump in U.S. sales from the year before.
Extract Six.
They're competing against people who bring in fresh produce every day. A lot of Subway locations only bring in fresh produce once or twice a week.
Extract Seven.
With Subway's franchising model making it so easy to open locations, stores inevitably started opening up around the corner from each other in lucrative markets. And Subway corporate wasn't stopping it, because the company benefited from a high number of locations. More locations meant more franchising fees and high royalties to Subway corporate, which diminished the effect of falling sales from a single location.
Extract Eight.
And to make matters worse, Subway would lose the face of its company. In 2015, the man who had embodied Subway's Eat Fresh mission was charged with possession of child pornography and having sex with minors.
And the Jared Fogle thing kind of basically went from a huge positive to a huge liability. Like, the worst thing.
Extract Nine.
With all these sour ingredients, it's hard to imagine Subway could bounce back. But the chain is certainly trying. In 2017, Subway launched its Fresh Forward program, starting with remodeled stores. The revamped locations featured new menu boards, Wi-Fi, USB ports, updated furniture, and music.
Extract 10.
But Subway says food is its next priority, and it's backing it up with an $80 million investment in updated menu items. Subway's partnered with the media company Tastemade to develop hundreds of new menu ideas, like the green goddess tuna melt and the southern-style French dip.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas.